Hey y'all, you're listening to This with Chris, the show where I like to dive into faith, culture, and the chaos of everyday life. Now, you know, it's the kind of show that where, you know, one minute I'm talking about theology or parenting, next I'm trying to avoid questions from my son about where hot dogs and how hot dogs are made. I will avoid that like the plague. Now, today's episode, right, this one's about comedy. It's about the art of making people laugh, which in my opinion is one of the most underappreciated and misunderstood art forms of our time, right? Until a few months ago, I never really looked at comedy as an art form, right? At least not seriously, until a colleague of mine kind of broke it down for me on how special comedy is. And ever since, I've been looking at it completely through a different lens. And before you guys all say and roll your eyes, hey, Chris, are you going to start doing stand-up comedy? No, I'm not. That's not why this episode has been published or why I even came up with the topic. Because today I'm going to talk about comedy in today's culture and how it might be one of the last honest spaces left. Because let's face it, right? Comedy tells the truth, the real truth. The kind that makes, you laugh before you realize that you probably shouldn't have. Let's start here, right? Comedy is hard, if you think about it. It's not the I just stubbed my toe type of hard. I mean, surgery without anesthesia hard. Okay, it takes timing, intelligence, and guts, and courage. And I mean, you have to read a room faster than a therapist at a family reunion. If you felt nervous talking in front of your class, can you imagine talking in front of hundreds, sometimes even thousands of people and trying to make them laugh? Yet today's world, right, treats comedy sort of like a crime scene. If you say the wrong thing, you're going to get canceled. And you should get canceled technically if you say some really bad stuff. But if you say nothing, then you're kind of irrelevant. If you say something funny but true, then now you're a problem or you're problematic, right? Comedy used to, you know, be the mirror society needed. Now it's the mirror that people are smashing because they don't like what they see. And you got comedians from every spectrum, right? You've got Nate Bargatze, who's one of my favorites. You've also got someone I really like, Nimesh Patel, right? If you've never heard of him or seen him, fix it. Go to TikTok and follow him. The dude is hilarious, right? He's smart. He's unapologetically Indian in a way that someone who's grown up with aunties and uncles commenting on your weight and your marital status in the same breath can be, okay? Disclaimer, he does use colorful language, you guys, right? Frequently. So he's sort of the opposite of Nate Bargatze. But if you're an Indian, you can totally relate to his jokes more. But man, he caters to a much wider audience as well. He has this bit, right? That's from TikTok. My sister-in-law sent it to me yesterday, where he talks about people making racist comments that actually sound like compliments. Okay, well, let's watch this. Let's watch this together, you guys.
Weird time to be an Indian person in general, because it doesn't feel like people know how to be racist towards us correctly. I was walking around the corner like not 2 weeks ago, and I was with my friend Asif, and this white guy walks past us and just goes, "Look at these two computers." And I was like, I don't even know how to process that one.
You gotta admit, that was funny. Okay, he's got a ton of those. So again, check him out on TikTok. I'll include his link in the bio as well. Here are some other ones that I've heard, right? Or he's actually, I've heard him talk about, he's like, "Oh, you're Indian? You must be good at math." And he goes to him, "Well, thank you for assuming. I can calculate your mortgage faster than your accountant, but I still use the calculator app to find out what your 15% tip is. So calm down," right? Or when someone goes to me, these are really common. I've heard them. And you notice I'm talking about racism now in addition to comedy. "You smell like curry." Right, and that's not an insult. That's dinner, right? I mean, the guy Nimesh Patel totally nails it because he's not offended; he's observant, and that's sort of the magic of comedy, right? It takes something painful, maybe racism, maybe stereotypes, awkward truths, and kind of flips it on its head and turns it into something that makes people laugh and think. And that's what comedy is. So, look, as an Indian guy, I've quite possibly heard it all. There's some new ones out there, but I remember one of the popular ones as I was growing up. I've been called Apu more times than I could probably remember, right? People assume I own a 7-Eleven or a motel or a gas station or a fast food joint, or that I can get them some kind of discount at these places. And you know what? I just laugh it off because it's funny. Because here's the truth, right? Half of those stereotypes came from somewhere, meaning a lot of them are true. And the other half are just lazy, right? Like when someone looks at me and says, "Hey, you speak really good English." I mean, seriously, like in professional business settings. And I want to tell them, like, "Look, buddy, I was born in England. So you think do you think I learned how to speak English reading subtitles of Slumdog Millionaire or something? I don't know. Or Lagan. If you haven't watched those movies, please do." Look, last week, someone commented on my TikTok, and I'll share it on the screen here. The Indian cricket captain giving a press conference. My only response was, "Cricket is pretty amazing, but I'm a better golf player. Can I be a golf player instead?" Like, I would like to make a bold statement here, though, right? Like, every single one of the vile TikTok comments I've received since I started this show about a month ago now are 50% racist, and 100% of those folks are 100% from the left. And I've done my research, and there will definitely be an entire topic for another episode. I just wanted to put that out there, right? But when I moved here from London, England to America, I was 10 years old, and I remember I was at the Winn-Dixie local supermarket in, I guess, Lilburn, Snellville, Georgia, whatever it was. And there was a 16-year-old who was like on the aisle, same as me, and he goes, "Get out of the way, Gandhi." And I honestly thought it was a compliment, because it should have been. It's like calling a black guy MLK. Like, what an honorable thing to call someone and to aspire to, right? When some people ask me, "Hey, Krish, what part of India are you from?" I don't hold it against them. I just say the London part. The thing is, comedy gives you permission to talk about the stuff without the anger. And I think this country needs a whole lot of that. It turns confrontation into connection, right? Because we all agree laughter disarms people, right? It's good for the heart. It's good for your soul. It's hard to hate someone when you're busy wiping tears of laughter off your face. Here's something I've also realized, right? Comedy isn't about jokes. It's about truth wrapped in laughter. The best comedians are likely some, you know, philosophers disguised as clowns, right? George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Dave Chappelle, Eddie Murphy. I mean, Nate Bargatze, I mean, they're all so good. Even today, right? Like guys like Nimesh Patel or Matt Rife or Andrew Schultz, they're holding up mirrors to our hypocrisy, our biases, and our absurdities. Theo Vaughn, can't forget Theo Vaughn. Theo's awesome. You know, comedy exposes what society tries to hide. And the best part, is it lets us laugh about it together. That's powerful. That's healing. That's art. In a world where everyone is offended by something, we need comedians more than ever, because they remind us that life is too short to take too seriously. I mean, if I can laugh about, being stereotyped or racially profiled in an airport while wearing a hoodie and running through the airport, which I don't do, by the way, then you can laugh about someone not liking your TikTok. Comedy is the glue that keeps culture from falling apart. If you look at, the medieval times all the way back through history, there's court jesters and stuff like that, because everything was so stuffy and serious, you need some laughs. It's how we process tragedy, pain, stupidity, sometimes all in that same punchline. Here's the takeaway, right? Be able to laugh at others, at yourself, especially at yourself. Because if you can't find humor in your own humanity, you'll miss out on the very thing that makes us all human. Okay? If you've never watched Nimesh Patel, again, I'm including the link in the description. Go check him out. He's funny. A lot of these comedians are like little pseudo geniuses, right? Remember, laughter doesn't divide us, it connects us. And if you've heard any noises while I'm recording this episode, it's because my golden doodle over there is tap dancing, some new trick he's learned. And then my air conditioner decided to come on. So I'm still trying to get my office upstairs finished out for the podcast studio. But you've been listening to This with Chris show. Share it with a friend. Check out the full episode on YouTube. If you're just catching a clip on TikTok or Snapchat or Instagram or Lemonade, wherever you are. And always don't forget, keep laughing, keep thinking, and keep showing up. I love you guys.